Pelosi, weak Trump is a failure on coronavirus testing. By Pam Key on April 19, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said on this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday that President Donald Trump had been weak and a failure with his administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi said, "On March 4, we passed our first bill, bipartisan. Testing. 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 It's over 6 weeks since then. And it hasn't been done." She continued, "But he's right, it has to be testing. It has to be contact tracing. It has to be treatment. And it has to be quarantine. It's part of something bigger as well to be done properly. But we're way late on it, and that is a failure. The president gets an F, a failure on the testing." She added, "I was very prayerful on Easter. One of the first days I didn't have to work every minute and could reflect, be prayerful. What I decided was that the president has made many mistakes. Okay, let's have an after-action review of that. But if he continues to put forth proposals were not science-based, continuing saying it's a hoax, it will magically going to go away. Okay, put that aside, but to proceed with policies which were not science-based, not evidence-based, and to blame others, blame anybody. Blame the governors, blame me, blame the World Health Organization. Leaders take responsibility. So I said he is a weak leader. He doesn't take responsibility. He places blame on others." On ABC's This Week, Pelosi said, "His earlier delay and denial caused deaths. And so it's very important that we walk the line that's close to evidence, data, science, as we go forward and not whimsy magic, hoax, allegations, and placing blame instead of taking responsibility." She continued, "I was prayerful about this. When people said this and that, I said that's time for after-action review. We'll go over all of that." Except he was drawing strength in his own view of what his falsehoods were gaining him. We can't fight a pandemic, we can't open up our economy based on falsehoods. Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.